VOA News Bureau Note, I'm Laurel Bowman. At least 5 people are reported dead and more than 28 injured after gunmen stormed an upscale hotel on Somalia's beachfront Sunday. An explosion was heard outside the elite hotel in Lido Beach in the capital Mogadishu, a police spokesperson said. Gunmen then stormed the building, frequented by government officials, government workers, and expatriates. Thousands of protesters called for radical changes to the Thai government Sunday, the latest and near daily protest led by students against the government. Bangkok police estimated 10,000 attendees, which would make the demonstration the largest Thailand has seen since the 2014 coup. Student leaders are demanding new elections to form a new parliament, including the dismissal of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, a former general who took power in the 2014 coup and won disputed elections last year. But Sunday's protests also called for changes to the monarchy, a sensitive subject in Thailand, where anyone criticizing the royal family may face long prison sentences. And tens of thousands of Belarusians rallied in the capital Minsk and other cities Sunday in the biggest demonstration yet against a disputed election, as President Alexander Lukashenko rejected calls to step down in a defiant speech to his supporters. Popular opposition candidate Svetlana Tsihanouskaya had called for a weekend of protests after leaving for neighboring Lithuania following the disputed election, which gave Lukashenko 80% of the vote. More and more Belarusians have taken to the streets over the last week to condemn his victory, as well as subsequent violent crackdowns by riot police. Lukashenko, who has ruled the ex-Soviet country for 26 years, is facing an unprecedented challenge to his leadership. He's reached out to Russia for help. Moscow said Sunday it was ready to provide military help if needed. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke by phone Sunday about Russia's proposal to hold a video summit at the United Nations to discuss Iran. This is according to the Russian Foreign Ministry. Russian President Vladimir Putin proposed a video summit with the United States and the remaining parties to a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers, Britain, France, China, Germany, and Iran, to try to avoid further confrontation and escalation of Iran at the United Nations. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has acknowledged he would move next week to trigger a snapback of sanctions on Iran at the United Nations. Talking to reporters one day after the U.N. Security Council rejected a U.S. bid to extend a U.N. arms embargo on Iran, he said, "You'll be watching it next week." The United States has threatened to trigger a return of all U.N. sanctions on Iran using a provision in a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and the world powers known as snapback, even though Trump abandoned the accord in 2018. Diplomats have said the United States would face a tough, messy battle in any such move. The head of a U.S. House of Representatives committee on Sunday invited U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy to testify on postal service changes that have stoked fears they are aimed at holding up mail-in November 3rd election ballots. The November presidential election pits incumbent Republican President Donald Trump against former Vice President and Democratic candidate Joe Biden and includes other contests. A chairwoman for the House Oversight and Reform Committee said that DeJoy's testimony is urgent, given the reports of widespread delays at postal facilities across the country, as well as comments by the president that he has been blocking critical coronavirus funding for the Postal Service in order to impair mail-in voting efforts for the upcoming elections. A Japanese bulk carrier that struck a coral reef last month off the Mauritius coast broke apart this weekend, the country's National Crisis Committee said in a statement. Satellite images show the damage on the Japanese-owned vessel and the oil spill around it. The ship hit the reef on July 25th and began spilling about 1,000 tons of oil, endangering coral, fish, and other marine life. Emergency teams were immediately sent to pump the remaining 3,000 tons of oil off the ship. And as of Saturday, an estimated 90 tons of fuel oil were still on board, according to Mauritius authorities. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.